So begin by breathing relaxation into your body. Imagine the top of your head is relaxing now. Your neck, your arms and shoulders. And breathing relaxation into your chest, your lower abdomen, and then your hips, feeling more and more comfortable and relaxed in yourself. All the leg muscles relaxing, all the way down to your feet and your toes. And let your whole body become even more relaxed, like a rag doll, like the limpness that a cat has in its body when it's carried by someone it trusts. Now imagine that your whole body is hollow and filled with a cleansing liquid that has a wonderful scent like rose or frankincense or sandalwood. At the back of your heel, there's a small tap. Gently open it and feel the liquid slowly draining out of you, taking any remaining toxins and tensions. And as the tensions drain away, you are sinking deeper and deeper with every breath that you take. Even more relaxed. Now, open a special door. A door that you know opens out onto a path, leading to your own special private place. Take a little time to be comfortable in there. Now in front of you is a large blackboard. On it are listed a number of thoughts and beliefs you have about yourself, evaluations you make about yourself. As you read through the list, notice that some of the statements contribute to the quality of your life in a positive way, and others somehow diminish the quality of your life. Sort out the statements into these two categories by color coding them. Use a special highlighter of one color, your favorite color, to mark out the positive, affirming thoughts and beliefs which support your life force. And use another color of highlighter to identify thoughts and beliefs which block your life force. Have a sense that these two lists are quite complete, even if you can't read all of the statements. Now notice that the color that codes the negative statements is starting to fade away. And as the color fades, so does the writing. And as this happens, the color coding for the positive statements gets brighter and more intense. And the writing becomes clearer and bolder. And you can take a long look at these statements, so you can remember these resources whenever you choose to, whenever you need to. Now, if you look to your left, you can see your inner critic. Just take a little time to acknowledge your inner critic. Really look. Just look in a detached, interested way and notice, maybe for the first time, what your inner critic looks like to you. Maybe you find out to your surprise that your inner critic isn't very big, isn't very powerful after all, and now acknowledge your inner critic for having done its best for you on the basis of what it knew. And ask it what it is trying to do for you that's positive. What is its positive intention for you? What is it attempting to protect you from? Now, gently reveal to your inner critic what your objectives and purposes are in this life, and ask it if it would be willing to support you in moving forwards towards your soul's purpose. Know that your inner critic is a part of you and needs to be treasured and acknowledged, and that it deserves to be fully updated about your evolution and commitment to life, so that it does not base its contribution upon old, outdated information. Now, using critical judgment in one's life is useful and powerful, provided that that judgment is made on the basis of updated information at the right time and is supportive of your commitment to life. And you can help your inner critic align itself to your life's purpose by draining itself of old, faulty information. Notice that somewhere on the critic's body is a tap. The purpose of this tap is to allow old, stale information and programming to be drained away. So just open the tap and allow all that old stuff to be released. And at the same time, the inner critic has the space within it to receive fresh, new, up-to-date information. Notice, as this happens, how it empowers your inner evaluative capacities to work for you with total commitment to how you want your life to be. And one of the interesting things you find is your inner critic seems to have had a wonderful experience in making changes. It seems fresh and vibrant and renewed. And your inner critic also seems to thrive on positive affirmations and enjoys looking at the blackboard that has on it positive life-affirming statements and beliefs. Now embrace your inner critic, who is committed to your well-being. Incorporate it into you and feel that sense of wonder as you realize that something important has shifted. Now, walk out of your private place into some beautiful place in nature. Stand in the middle of that place and reflect on the experience you just had. Get a sense of communion within yourself, with your higher wisdom, and with all things. Now look up in the sky. See the white clouds forming shapes, different shapes. Notice one specific cloud that looks just like a number 5, and see how the 5 shifts into a 4. And be aware of your feet and legs. Notice how the 4 becomes a 3. Feel a sense of power in your stomach, your center of power. See the 3 become a 2. And feel the life in your arms and your hands, your face, your whole body becoming more alert and awake, ready to come back to full waking consciousness as the 2 becomes a 1. Or drift deeper into sleep if you choose. Thank you.